Good Wednesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Delta Airlines. Nancy Pelosi has 50 more days until the House votes for Speaker, and she's feverishly working her caucus for support during this whirlwind orientation week in Washington. Pelosi held a reception for Democrats Tuesday afternoon at Osteria Marini on the D.C. waterfront. Here's what to watch in the Speaker's race today. Members-elect will get their first taste of internal Democratic politics. Pelosi is set to introduce all freshman Democrats at a Democratic caucus meeting. Pelosi will also attend a CBC meeting and host a private dinner for members-elect and their spouses Wednesday night in Statuary Hall. She's also getting some help from top politicos. Governors Andrew Cuomo and Tom Wolf of Pennsylvania have been calling members-elect on behalf of Pelosi. Former Vice President Al Gore and Secretary of State John Kerry have also been making calls. Meanwhile, House Republicans will have their leadership elections at 1 p.m. today in 1100 Longworth. Kevin McCarthy is expected to trounce Jim Jordan for the minority leader job, and that's about the only marquee race. Steve Scalise of Louisiana is running for whip unopposed. Liz Cheney of Wyoming will join leadership as GOP conference chair. Tom Emmer of Minnesota will be the NRCC chairman. But the president is asking Kevin McCarthy to cut a deal with Jim Jordan and potentially place him on top of the Judiciary Committee. McCarthy has absolutely no ability to do that or incentive to do that, but it might be a way to keep the president happy. The Freedom Caucus is all but dead, but they are now viewing how McCarthy treats Jordan as a litmus test. The president has put McCarthy in quite a position by asking him to elevate Jordan to the top of the Judiciary Committee. Insiders thought Jordan would be great at oversight and government reform, where he was next in line. If he gets to the top of the Judiciary Committee, he has to jump Louis Gohmert, Steve Chabot, and Steve King, three Republicans who will not be getting the Judiciary ranking member spot. But keep in mind, McCarthy doing anything to help Jordan or the Freedom Caucus at this point is an internal struggle for the California Republican. There's a domino effect also by putting Jordan at Judiciary. It seems very likely that Mark Meadows will make a run for the top slot at Oversight and Government Reform. This would put Jordan and Meadows, two Freedom Caucus guys who have tormented Republican leadership, at the top of the two most critical investigative committees. California Congressman Jeff Denham, a close McCarthy ally, lost his Central Valley, California seat yesterday. The California Republican delegation has been absolutely decimated. Lots of palace intrigue at the White House as the drama returns. The Washington Post has a detailed look at the 5 days of fury from the president's temper in Paris to election woes and massive staff changes. The New York Times has a piece about how Melania Trump asked the president to fire the deputy national security advisor. On to White House personnel, VP Mike Pence's chief of staff, Nick Ayers, has emerged as the top candidate to replace John Kelly as chief of staff. We also have a story about Thomas Homan, the former acting director of ICE, who is being considered to replace DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. In Florida, Annie Carney and Mark Caputo have a piece up about the recount giving Attorney General Pam Bondi a shot at Trump's inner circle. Donald Trump was briefed yesterday about the Senate's prison reform deal and is leaning towards supporting it. Shahira Knight, the White House Ledge Affairs chief, told House Republican leadership about Trump's position during a meeting Tuesday afternoon. Steve Scalise's new book is out, and the Louisiana Republican has a month-long book tour underway. Here's what's on tap for Trump's Wednesday. The president will have lunch with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.